Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again this morning, as she does every year around this time, Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and we're going to talk a lot about the Builders Association today, affectionately known as TABA, but our focus is the 40th Annual Home Products Show coming up February 21st through 23rd at Harvey Convention Center. Again, Libby, welcome. Great to have you with us once more.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Libby, the Home Products Show, it's become so popular. This is the 40th annual. First one was in 1981, but a lot of folks probably don't really know exactly what it is, especially maybe if they're new to the area. So tell us, what exactly is the Home Products Show? What can folks expect to see when they get there?
Well, it's a source of inspiration for anyone looking to remodel or build a new home, but the big plus is it's all under one roof. People can come and visit with everybody while they're walking around, from landscaping to lenders to builders. It's just a one-stop shopping. It's kind of fun to just come indoors and walk around and see what's out there.
More than 80 exhibitors representing every aspect of home improvement, showcasing the latest products and offer expert advice. Now, 80 exhibitors, that's pretty much holding the line. That's you get pretty much year in and year out.
It is. We filled Harvey Hall up with them.
All righty. 6 to 9 on Friday, February 21st. What are the other times, Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, the 22nd, is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, February 23rd, is from 1 to 4 p.m.
And again, Harvey Convention Center, tickets are how much? Adults and children under 12 and under, that is, have different prices.
Actually. Right. Adults, $5, and children 12 and under are free. Mm-hmm. I always like to say that $5 has been around a long time. It's a pretty wise investment. Gets you in to see everyone.
Yeah, and it's working well for the Builders Association, too.
You bet it is. I mean, our goal is to showcase our members, so no better way to showcase them than having them all together for the community to come and see.
Mm-hmm. And attendance just continues to be strong. What are you expecting this year as far as attendees?
Well, we always hope to reach last year's goal, and last year we had close to 3,000, so we had quite a group come through.
All right, as long as that holds up or maybe even improves.
Sure.
Looks like maybe that $5 for adults and children 12 and under free could be around for quite a while, and such a great deal for what you get out of it. Tickets are available at the door during show hours. Any opportunities to get tickets in advance?
No, they'll just be during show hours.
During show hours. Okay. No wagons, no strollers, no rolling carts allowed, and it would not hurt and probably would help quite a bit if you explain why you do that.
It's really an insurance reason, and it's not always popular, but there's no strollers and no wagons, obviously. And so it's for the safety of all of the consumers coming to the show.
All righty, very good. Now, something new this year, when you sent us the materials a few days ahead of time so I could look them over and do my homework, this one jumped right out at me. There is a Lego home building contest, the first time ever for the Tyler Area Builders Association, sponsored by Insurance One Agency. Let's learn a little bit more about that.
Well, we hope it proves to be really fun. We picked up the idea from some other HBAs across Texas, but it's a way for children ages 6 to 9 and 10 to 12 to come and use, as they all know how to do, Legos. But we have kits, and each of them will build their own version of a home. So there's kind of two goals here. We are really trying to introduce the industry, and no better way than to get kids out there and let them, you know, show their talents, but also learn a little bit about the home building industry at the same time.
All right. Now, this is something, it's actually each child has his or her own Lego kit. It's a kit that Lego makes, and they need to register online. I think you mentioned that a minute ago. And there is a limit, so they need to do that as quickly as possible, I understand. You have one contest on Saturday and one contest on Sunday.
That is right, and it's limited to 20 participants each day. So if you have children in this age range, go to TylerAreaBuilders.com and click on the Home Product Show section, and you'll see the registration there for your child. And it's really fun. They'll all have a t-shirt that will be part of their entry gift, and then there will be some surprise prizes for first, second, and third place.
All righty. And again, you said that you got this from some of the other builders associations.
Right. Some of the other builders associations have done this throughout the state, and it just looked like a fun way to include children and also a way to, make them aware of home building in the industry to educate them for the future. We certainly need more trades in our business, so it's a great way to get them in there.
All right. Now, certainly you're looking for creativity, and I'm just going to guess, and I think it's a fairly educated guess, from what you've seen from some of the other builders associations that have done this in the past, I'll bet you've had some real surprise. I'll bet they've had some real surprises, some kids that showed some creativity that maybe folks hadn't really thought about until they actually saw what the kids produced.
Yes, these kids can, at 6 years old, they can come in and produce a darling house and have all the accents on it, even windows and doors. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You would never think. Of course, we've seen some of the things that can be done with Legos in the many, many years they've been in existence. There was a Lego art exhibit at the art museum a few years ago.
Exactly, yes, yes.
So you just never know. Talking to Libby Simmons with the Tyler Area Builders Association, or TABA, and focusing on the 40th Annual Home Products Show coming up February 21st through 23rd at Harvey Convention Center. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. What about these homes that these kids build with Legos? Are they going to be on display at the show, or are there other ways that people can see them?
Well, we'll do a lot of pictures. Once they finish on Saturday, we'll have to take the kits apart to use again on Sunday. So we'll take good pictures and get it out on social media so everybody can see their products.
All righty. So folks are going to need to check that TABA Facebook page, I would imagine.
That's right.
Okay. Now, there is also a grand prize involved. Adults may enter the grand prize drawing for a $1,000 prepaid credit card courtesy of VeriBank. And this is a familiar format. I think you use kind of a punch card type format get that going.
Yes. Your ticket with your $5 entry will have certain exhibitors that you'll need to go and visit, and they'll punch a hole in your ticket. And then after you've completed visiting the show, you'll turn it over, and on the back you'll register, and a drawing will be held for the $1,000.
Very good. And this, of course, is a way for you to take a shot at $1,000 and also to give people an incentive to visit
sure.
as many of these exhibitor booths as they possibly can. I know that's the way you do it with a parade of homes as well, which is your other big event. We'll have you back in for that in a few months, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well
right.
a little bit later on in the show. Let's take a moment to acknowledge the sponsors of the Home Products Show briefly.
We always want to thank our sponsors. Our grand prize partner is VeriBank, and our ticket sponsor is Ultra Federal Credit Union. The new Lego contest sponsor that we will have this year is Insurance One Agency, and lanyard sponsor is Martin Marietta. And again, we could not have our events without our wonderful members who sponsor these for us.
The food vendor, and this will get some folks' mouths watering, Dickie's Barbecue is going to be available at the concession stand during show hours. So what you got to do is mosey over to the concession stand if you get hungry. Dickie's Barbecue will be right there waiting for you. And they've been a good partner of yours over the years, haven't
they? Really have been. They're a member of TABA, and they have yummy food, and we love offering that to the general public and our exhibitors, because 3 days in one place is a long time, so it's nice to have good food to keep your tummy full.
Mm-hmm. For more information, call 903-561-3964. You can also log on to www.tylerareabuilders.com, and there is a separate page for the Home Products Show, along with all the other bells and whistles, Facebook and everything else like that. And you're located on,
We're on Grande Boulevard, 1504.
1504 West Grande. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe you've been there for over 20 years.
I know.
By the way, social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and something called, I guess it's pronounced Howzz, H-O-U-Z-Z.
Yes.
Which is a special social medium for home builders and people interested in the industry.
Right.
So plenty of social media available on your website, www.tylerareabuilders.com. Let's talk a little bit and get into a little bit more depth here, I guess I should say, about what people can expect to see. Several of the categories include bankers, floor decking, granite, swimming pools, water purification, and I'm sure there are a whole lot more that we just won't even have time to name, because you're really covering the waterfront, as it were, with the different areas associated with home building. Let's start with bankers, because that's not necessarily one of the ones that people think of right off the top of their heads. But if they want to finance these renovations that they're going to be making to their homes, they need to have contact with banks, and you'll have bankers right there.
We will. We'll have bankers right there, and they can visit with them and get their expert opinion and different, you know, offerings they have. So there'll be several banks, and included really with that, title companies. I mean, all of that ties into either remodeling or building. So yes, they'll be right there to visit.
Okay, talking to Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and focusing today on the Big Home Products Show coming up February 21st through 23rd at Harvey Convention Center. This is In Focus, if you're just joining us, and I'm John Sims. Floor decking, talk a little bit about what people can expect under that category.
Yeah, that category is pretty broad, and there will be several exhibitors there with different floor products, from carpet to tile to decking to wood products. It's a great place to go and look, you know, and find different things under one roof. As I mentioned earlier, we also have a company that will be doing decking, and that would be your outdoor patio decking and different surfaces you can do for outside entertainment. As you know, a lot of people, you know, spend as much time outdoor living as they do indoor. So we'll have a little bit of all of that.
Okay. Any other anything else you want to mention in that category? Anything that's hot right now as far as floor decking?
You know what's funny? It does change every year, and I say this, I'm sure, every year, but there are so many products now for flooring. I mean, there's tile that is laid and it looks like wood flooring, and then there is wood flooring that is laid in large sheets and not planks. I mean, there's so much. I mean, you could talk about it endlessly, but the new products are going, you know, they're there, so they're good to come and see.
Okay. Granite. We can't do a show about anything with a Builders Association, whether it's this or the Parade of Homes, without talking about granite. Granite has probably in the last, I want to say maybe 10 years or so, has really taken off. Is there anything new in the granite field that you really want to spotlight this year?
You know, I think there is, and I say granite, but really solid surface would probably be a better definition, because mm-hmm. there is concrete, there is granite, there is all these different solid surface products available now. So many, I don't even know them all, to be honest, but they will be there. There will be samples. There will be slabs of different granites. I know we have one exhibitor that'll be out in the parking lot with different samples, and so you can see it all. So solid surface is probably what I should call it, but yes, different ways to process and have it installed, different, you know, depths of product. I mean, you can do everything now.
Mm-hmm. I am just guessing. I'm not an expert in this field. That's why it's so great to have you come in every year, twice a year, to get me up to speed about things I don't really know that much about. But I mean, when you talk about solid surfaces, you're talking about sustainability. I mean, something
Absolutely.
That's going to be there and hold up well year after year after year. I take it that's maybe the big appeal besides the visual appeal.
Right. Yes, I think aesthetic is a big appeal, but I agree. I think that the longevity has, you know, proven to be very effective.
Mm-hmm. Swimming pools. We had a swimming pool at a home that I lived in many, many years ago, and it was great to have it in the backyard. I'll bet it would be hopelessly out of date now. Because the field, as you know, and this is always one of the cruxes of the shows that we do together, the field just keeps changing and growing and evolving. Again, to use that terminology, what's hot in swimming pools
what's
this year?
What's hot in swimming pool? Well, I mean, what's really funny, and everybody has smart homes now and knows all this, but now you can operate your swimming pool from your phone. I mean, you can turn on if you have fountain features or if you have mm-hmm. a cleaning system. So, yeah all that's out there. And we have, you know, companies that will be showing you the newest and latest techniques in swimming pools. So, I have a pool, but it's almost 8 years old, and I can assure you I will see products that aren't in my pool, and it will be fun to see all the different options and upgrades.
All right. And, of course, you can see all of this at the Home Products Show coming up February 21st through 23rd at Harvey Convention Center, about 80 exhibitors on hand, and there's so much more. Now, water purification companies are going to be big this year as well.
Yes, we're excited. I must say it's a little over my head. However, my understanding is there are systems now that you can put in your home during construction for installation, or of course after, and you know, as an upgrade. But these systems go in and treat your water and purify it for you and your family. So we have that. I'm excited to see what he has to offer, so it will be fun. My understanding is it can be done pre-construction and all you know, posts. So that will be available to all consumers to look at and learn about.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that this 30 minutes that we're doing here today, that's just a snapshot. You go to that home products show and you're going to see things that we're not even going to have time to even scratch the surface of today. One of the things that we always want to emphasize every year, why we do this show, of course, it's quality of life. People moving to Tyler or building new homes in Tyler or refurbishing existing homes, not only in Tyler, but in the seven other counties you cover. And those are Anderson, Cherokee, Freestone, Henderson, Navarro, Wood, and Van Zandt. Tyler Area Builders Association covers all eight of those counties, those seven I just mentioned, plus Smith. And people are moving to these areas. They are building new homes, refurbishing these homes. But we're also talking about the economy. And when people know that there is a solid, reputable builders association with a good track record to kind of walk them through the process of getting settled and improving their quality of life in Tyler, it helps the economy.
Oh, absolutely. And I do think that's what our association does. I mean, our footprint, as you mentioned, is eight counties, so it covers a very large area. But I do like to say that our members have access to education, advocacy, and mentoring, actually, for building and remodeling. And I feel like they're a very good source to use for, you know, your construction or remodeling. And so, yes, I think that in turn adds to the economy. When we have new people moving to our community, they have good options for their living areas.
Mm-hmm. And we want to get into that more deeply in just a minute, as we do every time we visit, but there's always something new. But, you know, you see new businesses going up around the area.
Everywhere.
In Tyler and in the other communities that are served by the Tyler Area Builders Association. And one of the terminologies that I hear used is rooftops. The business environment improves as the number of rooftops increases. And if those rooftops or those homes are good, comfortable, livable homes where people want to stay for a while and they want to continue taking advantage of opportunities to refurbish them and upgrade them, the economy just kind of goes right along with all that, and people have a good economic environment to live in here in Tyler and the surrounding East Texas area. Your association was formed in 1953 as the Home Builders Association of Tyler, and the name was changed to the Tyler Area Builders Association in May 1984. So, bottom line, you've been around for a long, long time. And we talked a minute ago about some of the benefits that people get out of being affiliated with the Tyler Area Builders Association, and right now, we just very smoothly segue into the whole area of membership. Let's talk about the different membership categories and what people can get out of being a member.
Well, we have two basic categories, a builder membership and an associate membership. Obviously, our builder category is for builder members and developers. Our associate category ranges from, as we mentioned earlier, Dickey's Barbecue is a restaurant. Ranges from restaurants to banks to title companies to floor companies to lighting companies. It's across the board of anyone related to the building industry or, you know, interested in associating with the builder industry. So we have close to 600 members, and we pride ourselves on our membership. People will say, what's the number one reason for joining? Well, I'd be amiss if I didn't say it was advocacy, because membership numbers count when you're at the state and national level as far as advocacy for this industry. But we have education, we have social events, we have networking events. It's just a great group of people, whether you're looking to mentor with others who have been in the industry or be a part and, you know, network with builders in order to, you know, advertise your business. It's a great group of people.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so basically you have the builder, remodeler, developer members and the associate members, which is the category that is open to the general public, and also affiliate memberships available for additional employees from a builder or associate member company to join TABA. reasons to become a member. We talked about them briefly. Networking is so important. You offer so many opportunities for members to meet and network with others in the building industry. You get a copy of Tabas Professional Services Guide as well, so I know that's really important.
It is. It's a great tool, and it's online, and it's up-to-date daily, so the community can use it too.
Mm-hmm. Professional recognition and advertising. Your involvement in or advertising at TABA events such as the Home Products Show, the Parade of Homes, or some of the other things that you do throughout the year, which you can learn more about online. That's a great opportunity as well.
That is, yes.
Members have a voice in the actions and goals of TABA through committee participation, and that's where you get into the advocacy, I guess, and the governmental affairs and the educational opportunities. We're talking about seminars, workshops, and publications there. And you get triple membership. You're a member of the Tyler Area Builders Association, also the State and National Builders Associations. So you sign your name on that dotted line and pay the annual fee, I guess. And you're a member of all three of them. As far as educational opportunities are concerned, we wanted to mention one of the things that you told me earlier before we went to air about the Lego contest for the kiddos is that you're not going to be doing any seminars this year. You're leaving it open to maybe bring that back at another time. But if you like the seminars and you're not going to be able to catch them at the Home Products Show this year, fear not, because if you're a TABA member, there are just all kinds of opportunities for that.
There are. That is correct. And it falls under our education committee, but we offer various topics. In fact, right year end and 2019, we had a QuickBooks seminar, which was training on QuickBooks, and that's just one of many things that we do, but we do offer throughout the year different opportunities for members to, you know, as I said, put themselves a little bit above the next. They stay educated and have opportunities to learn.
Mm-hmm. And your membership has been pretty steady the last few years. You stay at around 600 members, but I'm just betting it wouldn't hurt your feelings a bit if more people started to join. And what a great incentive. I mean, to learn more about the building industry. And if you're just somebody who's a member of the general public and you want to learn more about some of the things that the Home Products Show is really all about. There's nothing stopping you from becoming an associate member.
Associate member, sure.
Yeah. Okay. And to learn more about that, you can call 903-561-3964, drop by during regular business hours at 1504 West Grande, or you can, of course, go to the website, TylerAreaBuilders.com, and there are several different social media opportunities on there that you may want to take advantage of. I don't know if we mentioned specifically that you actively monitor the local, state, and national legislative and regulatory changes that affect the residential construction industry.
We do. Yes, and it's a very big part of our association. You know, we do locally. Obviously, we work with the City of Tyler, planning and zoning, and the various footprints throughout our membership to keep our members informed of building code changes or access to the information they may need, and then of course on the state and national level as well.
Mm-hmm. That's important because there are still, I'm sure, a lot of people out there who think they can add on to their home and that they don't have to go through all the different hoops.
Right.
There are zoning regulations, different kinds of city ordinances and codes that they have to be aware of, and TABA can and does keep people up to speed on that if you want to check in. There's also an insurance program, several cost-effective insurance plans for general liability, builder's risk, health, other insurance needs.
There is, and that's available to members, and I know a lot of our members take advantage of the builder's risk and the liability. There's also a health insurance bank. As you know, a lot of people, especially individual entities, have trouble with health insurance, and some find that useful and some don't. But we have several things available through membership.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more than taking that 2x4 and those nails and that hammer and just getting started. It's fun, you know, interestingly enough, last week we had Habitat for Humanity on just to kind of give you a picture of the scope that the whole housing and building industry covers, but that just happened to pop into my head.
Well, and they're a member. They're a member of our association and very active, and we certainly love working with them.
Yeah. Just to give you an idea, I guess really more than anything else, of how much ground the Builders Association covers. It's not about just grabbing that hammer and that 2x4 and get started. There are things that you would probably never imagine.
Right.
The opportunities available to you, because we do have this Tyler Area Builders Association in town. It's 1953. Let's do a little bit of math there. I don't know if I want to do that or not. 67 years you've been around come May.
We have been a long, yes, we're long, long. Very, very nice for our forefathers who brought this, you know, to fruition, and it's grown and, mm-hmm. and really quite a group. We're the fifth largest association in Texas.
And as the old song goes, feeling stronger every day.
That's right.
Okay, talking to Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association. Specific topic today is the Home Products Show, which is coming up February 21st. Through 23rd at Harvey Convention Center. We'll review some of the specific information you need to know. Friday the 21st, 6 to 9 p.m., 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday the 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd. It is at Harvey Convention Center. Tickets are $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets are available at the door during show hours. And I think we do want to emphasize that, because so many times you can buy tickets and do things like that online. Not in this particular case.
Right.
They are available only at the door during show hours. But if you're going to go anyway, just pick up your
ticket. Stay
off the internet for a few minutes. No wagons, strollers, or rolling carts allowed. Need to reemphasize that again. That's because of insurance purposes and safety. And it's a source of inspiration for anybody looking to update their home or build a new home. Landscaping, lighting, lenders, more than 80 exhibitors representing every aspect of home improvement, showcasing the latest products and offering expert advice. And again, that Lego home building contest, it'll be really interesting to see how that takes off, giving kids an opportunity to build their own homes using Legos. And it is for ages 6 through 9 and 10 through 12.
So, those are the correct age categories,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Hit them young, get them involved in the building industry
right.
at an early age. And
train
maybe,
them early.
Train them early, 10, 11, 12 years from now, maybe sooner than that. They may be members of TABA. It is free for children. Parents do have to pay admission for that piece of it. Some of the other things that we might want to hit as we continue to go through the show this morning. Again, the grand prize for adults is a $1,000 prepaid credit card courtesy of VeriBank, and that's where you use the punch cards that show how many different exhibitors you've gone to visit. Some of the things that you do throughout the year that we have not already talked about, we briefly discussed the Parade of Homes. Let's just give a brief shout out to that. That's going to be coming up, I guess it's usually, what, the first or second weekend in June?
First two weekends of June. So we kick off, we'll open on Saturday, June 6th, and run through Sunday, June 14th. And we always like to keep our addresses a secret until the week of the reveal. But I will tell you, we're excited. We have more entries as of right now than we've had in years past. So it's going to prove to be a large parade, lots of homes for people to come and see.
Mm-hmm. The Home Products Show has been going since 1981, celebrating the big 40th anniversary this year, the 40th year this year. Parade of Homes started almost immediately after the Builders Association was formed. That
Very
goes back
early.
To 1954, so that's something that we can look forward to and get you back in here to talk about probably in late May. There are different kinds of events, some of which we've already talked about, the educational opportunities, but you have other things that go on that people can get involved in. Golf tournaments, can you maybe run down a few of the other smaller events?
Run down. We have one coming up in March, our Bowling with Builders. It's where members sign up and they bowl with builder member, and it's just a networking opportunity. Bowling is quite fun. We do a putt-putt event in the fall. I think we rent out the putt-putt, and it's quite funny to watch and see how everyone thinks they can play putt-putt, but it's not quite as easy as they think it is. So we have several cookouts each year to recognize our associate members, and we do have a lot of opportunities for members to be together, network, and get to know each other.
Okay. Getting back to the Home Products Show, which is the crux of our program today, what's it like to just watch people going through that Home Products Show and checking out the looks on their faces and seeing the reactions that
it's really
get?
Funny to watch, John. A lot of them are in awe because, I mean, I wouldn't know a lot of these things if I didn't work where I work, but they are full of excitement because they just walk through and see all these different things. It's funny, a lot of times the husbands are just kind of getting nervous and shaking their heads because the wives are getting lots of new ideas. But mm-hmm. it's fun to watch them absorb it all and see the different exhibitors.
And you can be a part of it. The 40th Annual Home Products Show, put on every year at Harvey Convention Center in Tyler by the Tyler Area Builders Association. It's February 21st through the 23rd, 6 to 9 p.m. Friday the 21st, 10 to 4 the 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd. Tickets $5 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. And don't forget that Lego home building contest for the kiddos. First time for that this year. Libby, as always, it's been a lot of fun and very informational visiting with you. Thanks so much for coming in and getting us up to speed on everything that's going on.
As always, thank you for having me. It was a great morning.
You bet. Libby Simmons, Tyler Area Builders Association, talking about the association and specifically the 40th Annual Home Products Show. Our guest this morning, I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.